Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Can you dance a polonaise? Would you do the fandango? Bust a move to a medieval estampé? Music and dance have long been like-minded partners. Join us at the intersection of movement and sound as we dance the hour away on this edition of Harmonia. Plus, we'll hear music from a featured recording of neglected masterpieces performed by Ensemble Correspondance. Before we step onto the dance floor, let's take a sneak peek at our featured release, a recording from Harmonia Mundi of sacred vocal music by Marc-Antoine Charpentier.
Yes.
We've been hearing Ensemble Correspondance, led by Sébastien Dosset, perform the Sacrificium Deo Spiritus Contribulatus from Charpentier's Miserere. This motet setting of Psalm 50 was probably first sung during Holy Week in 1685. We'll hear more from this recording later this hour. The earliest known fandango melody is found in an anonymous collection from 1705, the Libro de Diferentes Cifras de Guitarra, housed in the National Library in Madrid. The triple meter dance was traditionally done by couples to the accompaniment of guitar and castanets. Several 18th century accounts describe the fandango in exceedingly sensuous terms, so much so that the church threatened to ban the dance. In fact, according to a 1764 account by P.A. Beaumarchais, the fandango went on trial. But happily, after witnessing a performance of the dance, the Pope and cardinals pardoned the accused fandango of any offense. The fashionable fandango spread through Europe. Mozart used it in his Marriage of Figaro, and a fandango even shows up in one of Beethoven's sketchbooks. Coming up, we'll listen to some earlier versions, first a fandango for guitar by Santiago de Murcia, and following that, we'll hear how Rameau incorporated the dance into one of his harpsichord suites.
Thank you.
We heard the fandango in Rameau's Les Trois Mains, performed by harpsichordist Blondine Renoux. Before that, the ensemble X played a fandango for guitar composed by Santiago de Murcia. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. Michael Praetorius's Terpsichore is an impressive collection of over 300 Renaissance dance tunes that's come to be one of the great delights for early music fans and performers alike. But an English contemporary of Praetorius by the name of William Brady also published several smaller and less well-known collections. Here are several dance movements from both of these composers' collections compiled into a set entitled Ballo III and performed by the Capriccio Stravagante Renaissance Orchestra.
Thank you.
What a magnificent and varied combination of sounds, timbres, and tone colors in that performance of dances by Brady and Praetorius. We heard music from Ballo III, played by the Capriccio Stravagante Renaissance Orchestra. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, presenting EMA's annual Young Performers Festival on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're dancing our way through this hour of Harmonia. Imagine a medieval entertainer, a minstrel, busker, a storyteller, a musician, an actor, a dancer. Perhaps the estampi was part of his performance. A popular dance form in the 13th and 14th centuries, the estampi is rare in that clear examples of the repertory still survive only in manuscripts. Let's hear an estampi notated in a London manuscript at the end of the 14th century, the Estampita Gaeta. We heard the Estampita Gaeta from an anonymous 14th century London manuscript performed by Millenarium. As long as there is music, there will be dance. And one prolific 18th century composer, Georg Philipp Telemann, was master of many styles of dance music, not only French and Italian forms, as we would expect of such a cosmopolitan gentleman, but Polish styles as well. One of Telemann's first encounters with Polish music made quite an impression. In his autobiography, Telemann recalled one occasion on the Polish-Hungarian border where he heard no fewer than 36 bagpipes and 8 violins playing together. Keep those bagpipes in mind. Up next, we'll hear two of Telemann's compositions that draw on a Polish dance with some traditional folk music from Poland in between.
Thank you.
The Holland Baroque Society performed a set including a piece by Telemann called Anna Quaz, some Polish folk music, and then Telemann's Hanak 1, 2, and 3 and Vivement, all from a CD called Barbaric Beauty. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Our featured recording is a 2013 release from Harmonia Mundi by Ensemble Correspondance. Formed in 2009 while at the Conservatory in Lyon, the relatively new ensemble mainly performs 17th century French sacred music, championing a repertoire of neglected masterpieces just waiting to be heard, including several six-part motets that Parisian composer Marc-Antoine Charpentier wrote and performed in the service of his patron of nearly two decades, Mademoiselle de Guise. Here's Charpentier's Annunciate Superi.
Oh, Thank you.
Ensemble Correspondance performed Charpentier's Annunciate Superi, a devotional piece in adoration of the Virgin Mary. Learn more about recent early music CDs on the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia is Janelle Davis. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, David Wood, John Bailey, Elizabeth Clark, and Heidi Sievers. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Lou Ann Johnson, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.